Chapter 28. Rasatattva Mukhyarati. The next day, Vijay Kumar and Brajanath came as usual to the lotus feet of Sri Gopal Guru Goswami, and after offering their Sastang Dandavat Pranam, they began to ask questions in order to clarify the subjects that they had discussed the previous day. Brajanath inquired, "Prabhu, from everything you have explained about Vaibhav, Anubhav, Sattvika Bhav, and Vyabhachari Bhav, it seems that they are all Bhavs. Then where is Stai Bhav amongst them?" Goswami: "It is true that they are all Bhavs. Stai Bhav is that Bhav which subjugates all the compatible Bhavs, such as Hasya, as well as the incompatible Bhavs, such as Anger, and which predominates and continues to reign as the emperor of all other Bhavs. Stai Bhav is the Rati that the Bhakta has in his heart for Krishna in identifying himself as Ashraya and Krishna as Vishaya. In the description of the ingredients of Rasa, you see that Ashraya has been classified within Vaibhav as a Lamban, support. That Bhav brings the other Bhavs under its control and accepts some of them as motivations for Rasa and some as assistance to taste Rasa. In this predominant position, although it has the form of a relishable Bhav, at the same time it relishes the other Bhavs itself. Study this very deeply and reflect on how the Stai Bhav is different from the other Bhavs. Rati in the form of Stai Bhav can be either primary or secondary, so there are two types of Rati, Mukhya Rati and Gona Rati. Brajanath: "What is Mukhya Rati?" Goswami: "In the context of Bhav Bhakti, Mukhya Rati is Rati characterized as Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma Swarup, the Atma's unique Swarup within the state of pure goodness." Brajanath: "Hearing your pure deliberations today has dispelled the misconception that I developed about Rati when I was studying mundane Alanka Shastra. Today I have properly understood that Bhagavat Ras arises within the pure Swarup of the Jiva as the innate inclination of his Atma. The Rati to which worldly authors refer is only experienced within the conditioned Jiva's gross body and the mind and chitta, heart of the subtle body. Now I have also understood through your explanation that Rasa is the exclusive wealth of the pure Jiva. By the mercy of the Hladini Shakti, the conditioned Jiva can realize it to a very minute degree. Please explain the different types of Shuddha or Mukhyarati to us." When Guru Goswami saw Brajanath's comprehension of Tattva, tears of joy flowed from his eyes. Embracing Brajanath, he said, "I have become blessed today by having a disciple like you. Now listen, there are two types of Mukhyarati. Mukhyarati that nourishes itself, Swartha Mukhyarati, and Mukhyarati that nourishes other Ratis, Parartha Mukhyarati." Brajanath: "What is Swartha Mukhyarati?" Goswami: "Swartha Rati supports and nourishes itself by the compatible Bhavs, whereas the incompatible Bhavs create regret or apathy in it." Brajanath: "What is Parartha Mukhyarati?" Goswami: "Parartha Mukhyarati accommodates both the compatible and the incompatible types of Bhav by shrinking away, Sankuchita. There is also another way of classifying Mukhyarati." Brajanath: "What is that?" Goswami: "Mukhyarati is divided into five parts, Shuddha, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. Just as the same sun is seen in a variety of different ways when reflected on different surfaces, such as crystal, similarly, specialities of Stai Bhav arise from the different receptacles of rati. Brajanath, please explain shuddha rati. Goswami, there are three kinds of shuddha rati: general, samanya, clear, swacha, and tranquil, shanta. General or common samanya rati is the rati of ordinary people and girls towards Krishna. Swacha, clear rati, varies according to the relationships of the sadhak with different types of bhaktas, each of which has his own disposition and particular type of sadhan. Swacha rati is like a completely clean and pure crystal and reflects the bhav in whatever types of association, bhakta sangha, the sadhak has. That is why it is called swacha, clear rati. Those who have this rati sometimes call Krishna Prabhu and offer prayers, stava. Sometimes they call him Mitra, friend, and cut jokes with him. Sometimes they maintain and nourish him, considering him as their son. Sometimes they joyfully address him as Kanta, beloved, and sometimes they have the mood that he is Paramatma. Sama Svabhav is the anand that arises in the mind of one who, being endowed with the quality of equilibrium, dispels all desires for sense gratification from the mind. The rati that such naturally equipoised people have for Krishna arises from knowledge of Paramatma and is called Shantarati. This rati is called pure and unmixed Shuddharati because it has no connection with the tastes present in Dasyarati, Sakyarati, Vatsalyarati, and so on. These three types of rati, Dasya, Sakya, and Vatsalya, are also divided into two categories, namely exclusive, Kevalya, and congested, Sankula. In Kevalya rati, only one type of rati is active, without even a scent of any other type. In Braj, Kevala rati is exhibited by servants such as Rasala, friends such as Sridham, and Krishna's superiors such as Nanda Maharaj. Congested Sankula rati is rati in which two or more types of rati are combined together. The rati of Uddhava, Bhima, and Brajeshwari Srimati Radhika's nursemaid Mukhara is called Sankula rati. Brajanath, at first I had the conception that there was no Shantarati in the devotees of Braj, but now I see that it also exists in them to a limited extent. Mundane poets think that there is no rati in Shantadam, but it is certainly visible in rati for Parabrahm. Now please explain the symptoms of Dasya rati. Goswami, Dasya rati or priti is called the rati composed of sentiments of reverent service arising from the conception Krishna is the master and I am the servant. Those who have attachment to such rati do not have priti for anything else. Brajana, what is the symptom of Sakyarati? Goswami, in Sakyarati, one has steadfast confidence in Sri Krishna and thinks of him as equal to himself. Sakyarati is characterized by habitual laughter and joking. Brajana, please describe the symptoms of Vatsalyarati. Goswami, the Vatsalya rati of Sri Krishna's superiors, Guru Jana, is composed of the desire to show favor and kindness to him. In this rati, there are activities such as nourishing and protecting Krishna, performing rituals for auspiciousness for his life, offering blessings, and touching his chin. Brajanath, now please be so kind as to describe Madhurya rati. Goswami, Madhurya rati is the rati between the doe-eyed gopis of Braj and Sri Krishna, in which there are eight types of meeting and enjoyment, beginning with remembering, seeing, and so on. It is expressed in activities such as casting sidelong glances, expressions, and indications through the eyebrows, sweet words, and laughter. Rati becomes increasingly more relishable and rapturous as she progresses from Shanta to Madhurya, and she shines eternally within the varieties of Bhav Bhaktas. So far, I have briefly described the symptoms of the five types of Mukhya Rati. Brajanath. Now, please explain Gona Rati in the context of Aprakat Ras. Goswami. Gona Rati is the special bhav that arises from Vaibhav, specifically the excellence of Alamban, and which is self-manifest through a contracted Rati. The seven Gona bhavs are Hasya, comedy, Vishmaya, astonishment, Utsaha, enthusiasm, Shoka or Karuna, compassion, Rodra, anger, Bhayanka, fear, and Jugupsa or Bibhats, disgust. Krishna Bhav is possible in the first six Gona bhavs. From the point of view of Rasa, the seventh Rati is the disgust or reproach that the bhaktas feel for the inert material body and its activities when Shuddha Rati awakens. The word Rati has still been used for bhavs such as Hasya because of their combination with Parata Mukhya Rati, even though they are different from the distinct Svartha Rati of Shuddha Sattva. That is why they are referred to as Hasya Rati, Vishmaya Rati, and so on. Sometimes Gona Rati, such as Hasya, attain a permanent status in some bhaktas, but this does not always exist. They are therefore referred to as occasional, and that which is not manifest as a constant flowing current. In certain circumstances, they become so powerful that they even overpower the natural Shuddha Rati and establish their own supremacy. Brajanath. Eight types of bhav, such as Sringara, Hasya, and Karuna, have been enumerated in poetic literature of the material world, Jadiya Alankar. Now I can understand that the vibhav of this sort of bhav can only seem beautiful in the insignificant ras between a mundane nayak and heroine, nayika. This has no place in the Chinmoy ras of Braj, in which the pure Atma, spirit soul, alone is active. The activities of the mind cannot reach into that sphere. Therefore, the Mahajans have described that Rati is the Stai Bhav, and have divided its Mukhya Bhavs into five types of Mukhya Ras, and its Gona Bhavs into seven kinds of Gona Ras. This classification is appropriate. Now kindly describe the symptoms of Hasya Rati, laughter. Goswami. The awakening of Hasya Rati is the blossoming of the heart due to a comical misrepresentation of words, appearance, or activities. Its symptoms are a widening of the eyes and a quivering of the nose, lips, and head. This laughter is only called Hasya Rati when it has been nourished by Sankuchita Rati, contracted Rati, that arises from activities related to Krishna. Brajanath, please tell me about the symptoms of Vishmaya Rati, astonishment. Goswami, the transformation of the heart that occurs when one witnesses something uncommon is called Vishmaya, and this Vishmaya is called Vishmaya Rati when it is related to Krishna. In this Vishmaya Rati, anubhavs are manifest, such as looking with eyes wide open, expressions such as wow wow in astonishment and horripilation. Brajanath, what are symptoms of Utsaha Rati, enthusiasm? Goswami, Utsaha is the steadfast attachment of the mind to performing as soon as possible a great task, whose fruit is praised by sadhus. It is characterized by urgency, abandoning patience, tremendous exertion, and so on. Brajanath, what are the symptoms of Krodha Rati? Goswami, Krodha, anger, is the burning of the heart that arises due to an incompatible bhav. In Krodha, one experiences transformation such as harshness, frowning, and redness of the eyes. Brajanath, what are the symptoms of bhayarati? Goswami, bhaya, fear, is the excessive restlessness of the heart that occurs when one witnesses a terrible scene. The symptoms of hiding oneself, dryness of the heart, and the endeavor to run away are characteristic of bhaya. Brajanath, kindly tell me about the symptoms of jugupsa rati. Goswami, jugupsa, disgust, is the contraction or shying away that occurs on seeing, hearing, or remembering detestable things. Its symptoms include spitting, distorting one's face, and vocally expressing disgust. Chai, chai! They are only accepted as rati when they are favorable to Krishna. Otherwise, they are only mundane, human sentiments. Brajanath, how many bhavs are there altogether in Bhakti Ras? Goswami, there are 8 sthayi bhavs, 33 sanchari bhavs, and 8 sattvika bhavs, making a total of 49 bhavs. If these bhavs are mundane, prakrita, they are full of happiness and distress that arises from the 3 material qualities. And if they are manifest in relation to Sri Krishna, they are transcendental, aprakat, and consist of full-blown anand beyond the 3 material qualities. Even despondency, vishad, is composed of immense happiness when it is related to Krishna. Sri Rupa Goswami has said that Krishna and his bhaktas, headed by his beloved consorts, are the cause of rati as a lamban. The sattvika bhavs, such as becoming stunned, stumba, are the activities of rati, and the sanchari bhavs, beginning with self-disparagement, nirved, are the assistants of rati. When rati awakens, the transformations are not called the cause, the effect, or the assistant. Rather, they are called vaibhav, and so on. Pandits have given vaibhav its name because it implants vaibhav in rati, the qualification to become specifically relishable. Nritya, dancing, and so on are called anubhavs because they illuminate anubhav, the implanted vaibhavita rati, after they have expanded it. Sattvika bhavs are so called because they arouse sattva. Sanchari bhavs are those that make the implanted and illuminated vaibhavita and anubhavita rati charming in a variety of ways by transmitting sancharita, the transitory bhavs, such as nirved. According to the bhaktas, who are well versed in poems and dramas related to Bhagavan, vaibhav and so on are the fundamental cause of seva, transcendental service. In fact, these bhavs, as part of rati, are by their very nature the vilas of mahabhakti, and they have the quality of distinct, inconceivable, swarup, achintya swarup vashistya. Shastras such as Mahabharata describe them as beyond reasoning, and have also established that it is improper to argue about the host of bhavs, bhav samuha, that are beyond rational contemplation. The tattvas that are beyond prakriti, the modes of material nature, are achintya bhavs. Rati, which is part of the inconceivable rasa tattva, is enchanting to the mind. It actually implants vaibhavita, Krishna's rupa, and so on within it, and in this way nourishes itself along with vaibhav and so on. Rati illuminates Krishna's qualities, such as his rupa, which are the abode of all types of madhurya. Consequently, when Krishna's rupa and other qualities are relished, they expand the rati. Hence, vaibhav, anubhav, sattvika, and vyabhachari bhav assist rati, and rati also nourishes these bhavs. Brajanath, what is the difference between Vishayarati and Krishnarati. Goswami, Vishayarati is mundane, whereas Krishnarati is transcendental. In mundane rati, there is pleasure in meeting and extreme distress in separation. However, when bhaktas who love Bhagavan achieve Krishnarati, it turns into rasa and gives rise to pleasure of union. At the time of separation, Vipralamba, that very rati, assumes the form of an extremely wonderful and astonishing whirlpool of joy, Anand Vivarta. In the conversation between Sriman Mahaprabhu and Rai Ramananda, Rai Ramananda explains this astonishing Ananda Vivarta of separation in his own shloka, Pahilei Rag Naina Bhange Bela, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 8.194. This shloka appears to describe intense suffering, but in fact it is full of the highest type of happiness. Brajanath, logicians say that the rasa that we see is not fully manifest, but is only part of the whole rasa. How can we answer this contention? Goswami, actually, it is true that the rasa arised by interactions in the material world, jadarasa, is only a part of the whole rasa, because rasa is only manifested when Staibhav combines with the ingredients, samagri, of rasa. Prior to that, it remains unmanifest. But this is not the case with the transcendental rasa, aprakat chinmoyras. In the stage of perfection, siddha, it is eternal, undivided, and self-manifest. During the stage of sadhan, one can realize this same rasa in the manifest form in the mundane world. Mundane rasa does not endure in separation, whereas transcendental rasa becomes even more beautiful in the condition of separation. This aprakat chinmoy rasa, as the playful pastime manifestation, vilas rup, of the Hladini Mahashakti, has attained tadatmya, oneness with the supreme bliss, Paramananda. In other words, Paramananda is itself rasa. This is beyond the realm of logic and argument, because it is achintya. Brajanath, how many types of rasa are there in aprakat tattva? Goswami, there is one mukhya form of rati, and seven gona forms. So there are eight types of rati altogether. Similarly, mukhya ras is also one of five types, and there are seven types of gona ras, so there are eight types of rasa. Brajanath, kindly tell me the names of all eight. The more I hear, the more my desire to hear increases. Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami has stated in Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Southern Division, 5.115, Mukhyastu prachadishanta prita preyams chavatsala maduras chetyami neyo yata purvam unutama hasyo durbastata vira karuno rodra ityapi bayanka savibatsa iti gonascha sabdaha. Translation. There are five types of mukhya bhakti ras, shanta, priti, preya, vatsalya, and madhurya. It is to be understood that the first of these five is lower than the second lower than the third, and so on in sequence. Besides these, there are seven types of gona bhakti ras, hasya, adbhuta, vira, karuna, rodra, vayanka, and vibhats. End of translation. Brajanath, what is the meaning of the word bhav in the context of chinmaya ras? Goswami, in Rasa Tantra, the word bhav indicates the sentiment that is awakened by deep spiritual impressions, gada sanskars, of the subject of meditation in the heart of the learned, whose intelligence is exclusively applied to spiritual subject matter. I have mentioned earlier that there are two types of bhav, chintya, conceivable, and achintya, inconceivable. One can apply logic to the subject of chintya bhavs, because all such bhavs that arise in the conditioned mind of the Bhadajiva are born of the inert material nature. This means that one can think about the subject matter. Similarly, any mundane thoughts about Ishvara are also chintya bhav. Actually, bhavs related to Ishvara are not chintya, because Ishvara tattva is beyond the mundane substance. However, it is a mistake to think Ishvara tattva is beyond the inert material energy, and consequently there is no conceivable bhav in him. Therefore, there is no bhav at all in Ishvara tattva. Actually, all the bhavs exist in relation to Ishvara, but they are achintya, because they are beyond the thinking capacity of the material mind. Bring those inconceivable bhavs into the heart and go on cultivating them with undivided attention. You should know that one of those bhavs is permanent, stayi, and you should accept the other achintya bhavs as the ingredient, samagri, of ras. When you do so, the eternally perfect nitya siddha ras, which is full and uninterrupted, akhand, will arise within you. Brajanath. Prabhu, what are the deep impressions, gada sanskars, that you have spoken of in this context? Goswami. Baba, you have been revolving in the cycle of karma, birth after birth, and thus because of attachment to worldly sense gratification, your consciousness, chitta, is made up of two types of impressions, sanskar, namely those acquired in previous lives, praktana, and those acquired in this life, adunika. During this time, the pure tendency of the heart that was present in the pure existence of your Atma has become distorted. Now, by the influence of spiritual merits, sukriti, accumulated in many previous lives, you have attained satsanga in this life, and you are creating sanskars by performing bhajan in this association. When these sanskars dispel the distorted sanskars, your original sanskars will arise. The achintya tattva will manifest within your heart to the degree that these sanskars deepen. This is known as gada sanskar. Brajanath, I am curious to know who has the adhikar, eligibility, to enter into rasa tattva. Goswami, the only candidates for rasa tattva are sadhaks who can bring into their hearts the achintya bhavs arising from the gada sanskars according to the sequence that I have described. Others are not qualified. Sri Rupa Goswami has said, Vaititya bhavana vartmaha yaschamatkara barabhu hridi sattvo jala badam svadate sarasomata. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Southern Division, 5.79. Translation. Rasa is the miraculous staibhav, which is the veritable repository of wonder, and which is experienced after the sadhak crosses beyond the path of contemplation. It is relished in the heart that has become radiant from being thoroughly and completely refined by Shuddha Sattva. End of translation. Brajanath, who is unqualified, anadikar, for this ras? It is offensive to explain rasa to someone who is not qualified, just as it is an offense to give Harinam to an unqualified person. Prabhu, we are low and destitute wretches, so please give us your mercy and make us cautious in this regard. Goswami. Renunciation that is indifferent towards Shuddha Bhakti can be called pretentious renunciation, Falgu Vairagya, and knowledge that is indifferent towards Shuddha Bhakti can be called dry speculation, Shuska Gyan. Those who are not favorable to Shuddha Bhakti are all unqualified for the subject of rasa. For example, false renunciants, dry speculators, those who are dedicated to mundane logic, and those who praise the dry knowledge, Shushka Gyan section of the Uttara Mimamsa, those who are averse to relishing bhakti, and those who follow the mundane philosophical system of Kevala Advaitavad. Rasik bhaktas will protect Krishna Bhakti Ras from these unqualified people, just as one protects a valuable treasure from thieves. Brajanath, today we have been blessed. We will obey the instructions that we have received from your divine lips in all respects. Vijay, Prabhu, I support myself with whatever wealth I acquire from reciting Srimad Bhagavatam in an open assembly of general people. But Srimad Bhagavatam is Rasa Granta. Is there any aparad in collecting money by reciting it to common people? Goswami, Aho, Srimad Bhagavatam is the crest jewel of all Shastras, and it is the embodiment of the fruit of all Vedic Shastras. One should simply follow the instructions in the first canto, Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.3, Mohur Aho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavuka. Translation, O Rasik Bhaktas, who are expert in relishing the rasa of Bhagavat Priti, even in your liberated stage, you should keep on repeatedly drinking the rasa of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the ripened fruit of the wish-fulfilling tree of the Vedas. End of translation. According to this shlok, only bhavuka or rasik bhaktas are considered qualified to drink the rasa of Srimad Bhagavatam. Baba, you should give up this occupation immediately. You eagerly desire rasa, so don't make any more aparad to rasa. Raso vaisa. In this statement of the Vedas, it has been said that rasa is the very swarup of Krishna. There are many other occupations by which you can maintain your life. You should support yourself by one of them. From now on, don't collect wealth by reciting Srimad Bhagavatam to general people. Yes, if you meet any rasik listener, you can recite Srimad Bhagavatam to him with great pleasure, but don't take any remuneration or donation. Vijay, Prabhu, today you have saved me from committing a serious aparad. From now on, I will not do this any more. But what will be the effect of the aparad that I have already committed? Goswami, those offences will be vanquished. When you surrender to rasa with a simple heart, rasa will certainly forgive you. Don't be anxious about this. Vijay, Prabhu, I will maintain my life by some menial occupation, but I will not describe rasa to unqualified people, even if they offer me money. Goswami, Baba, you are fortunate. Krishna has certainly accepted you as his very own. Otherwise, it would not be possible for you to have such firm conviction in the subject of bhakti. Both of you are residents of Sri Navadvip Dham. Sri Gaurahari has invested you with his potency. Thus ends the 28th chapter of Jiva Dharma, entitled Rasa Tattva Mukhya Rati.